In California, a state with one of the highest immigrant populations, studies have found that immigrant adults have lower incarceration rates than U.S.-born adults. But opponents like Donald Trump argue that sanctuary cities protect undocumented immigrants from criminal prosecution. Which brings us back to our first question. What can Trump do to shut down sanctuary cities? His threat of choice is monetary. San Francisco, for example, receives almost $500 million per year directly from the federal government. And Trump is threatening to revoke that money, forcing San Francisco to prepare for cuts to childcare subsidies, HIV support, airport maintenance, housing for the homeless, and more. But San Francisco's mayor, Ed Lee, announced, "We have been and always will be a city of refuge, a city of sanctuary, a city of love. There are no walls in our city." In the face of these threats, leadership in many sanctuary cities remains defiant. If you're a fan of history, science, and exploration, you should definitely check out Discovery Go. You can watch all of your favorite Discovery Channel shows in one place. Click the link in the description below to learn more. The United States has an arduous immigration system that makes it difficult for people to legally enter the country. So, what exactly does it take to obtain a U.S. visa? Find out in this video. There's also a visa waiver program, allowing members of 38, mostly European countries, to enter the U.S. without a visa for up to 90 days. Thanks for watching Secret Daily. Don't forget to like and subscribe for more videos every day.